It's now week three of a student protest at Howard University, where about 150 students have organized a sit-in to call attention to poor living conditions in their student housing. Using the hashtag Blackburn Takeover, students have complained of mold, rats, and roaches in their living areas. And they say conditions have not gotten better since the start of their protests.
We are tired of it. There are students exiting this game right now who will go back to mold-infested dorms, flea-infested showers. But they don't care because that's just Howard. Howard is the haves and the have-nots. But I want to make something very clear. The have-nots have had enough.
To further dramatize the situation, some students have moved into a tent encampment outside of Blackburn University Center to show just how serious they are. And now students are demanding an in-person town hall with President Wayne Frederick to address these issues. Jessica Disu is the founder and executive director of the Chicago International Youth Peace Movement. She may be better known to some as FM Supreme. And Jessica joins me today. Thanks for coming on The Takeaway.
Oh, thank you so much for having me, Melissa. I really appreciate you lifting up the story of our young people at Howard who just want healthy housing.
Now, obviously, you are not a student at Howard. So how did you get involved in this particular protest?
Actually, the protest is deeply personal to me. As a first generation college graduate, the first of my mother's five children to graduate high school in 2006 and go to college in 2006 as well in New York City, I actually dropped out of college my sophomore year because we couldn't afford to pay for my dorms in New York City. And so that alone, that story, me hearing the conditions that these young people have to face when they're paying $50,000 a year was compelling enough for me to want to get involved. However, I was called on my birthday, October 12th, which is the day the protest happened. My dear friend, Shay Fallon Brooks, who is a parent of Emaya Diaz, who's a leading organizer at Howard. Emaya is a first generation student, and Shay had called me to wish me happy birthday. And that night she told me, well, you know, Emaya is sleeping outside. And I said, well, why is she sleeping outside? And the more stories I got, and then beyond hearing about the mold and the rodents inside of their dormitories and the mushrooms growing. She told Maya to tell me her story, how when she first moved on campus, when it was hot in DC in August, their air conditioners were not working. Then their Wi-Fi was not working. And there were just different issues that this, her big dream of going to college, her parents never went to college. So this is huge for Emaya. Emaya and Jay are from Virginia, Loudoun County, which is the wealthiest county in Virginia. So it's not like she's coming from poverty here. So it's like she left her home, a middle class working home, to go live in impoverished conditions at Howard. And that is unacceptable. And that's the reason why I'm in this fight.
And is this impacting the freshman dorms in particular?
Yes, the Harriet Tubman quad dorms. Now, what I'm hearing, I've been speaking with parents who've been reaching out to me as well as alums. This is a systemic issue that has been happening for decades at Howard University. It just has been unkept. And in fact, I spoke with Congressman Bobby Rush yesterday from the Illinois First District, and he actually gave me a call. I called him Friday, so he returned my call yesterday. And when I told him what was going on, he said, how can I help? I said, well, you can help by, you know, using your bully pulpit to call over to the administration at Howard and tell them they need to meet the demands of the young people. And he agreed that he would do that. He also said that his granddaughter is a Howard alum and her issue at Howard was housing. And so this is a deeply systemic issue. And I'm curious if we do an audit, a financial audit, as well as an administrative audit going back to 2008 when Barack Obama ran and won presidency. I would love to see the administration. I want to follow the money because there's no way that you guys are getting all this resources. Laura Powell Jobs, Steve Jobs' widow, gave Howard $5 million in 2020 in the pandemic after George Floyd. And other Google, the multi-billion dollar tech company, has invested money into Howard. So there are a lot of, in Howard's endowment, I have to do my research on that, but I'm certain that Howard is the most endowed HBCU next to Morehouse in Spelman. And so I'm very deeply educated when it comes to business and finance. And it's clear to me that Howard has a financial issue going on, which makes no sense. So we have to follow the money.
Jessica, as always, thank you for bringing the uncompromised fire in your analysis.
And I love Howard. I love HBCUs. I want to say that. Can I please say that on air? because I don't want to seem like I want to embarrass HBCUs. I think historically Black College and University is necessary because we know that when Black kids are in predominantly white schools, there's cultural sensitivity. Sometimes it's not marked. It's a lot of microaggressions. And it's important to be affirmed in our Blackness. But I'm just calling for fair housing, healthy housing for the Howard kids and all HBCUs.
We reached out to Howard University for a comment on this story. The full statement is up at thetakeaway.org.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.